is designed for workers on the move. You see them on delivery trucks, police cruisers, forklift trucks, and in large warehouses. They process data in virtually any condition, from bad weather to rough roads. So even though you're in the field, you're still plugged in. From scanning barcodes to reading parking meters, handhelds provide information on location. They start with the keyboard electronics panel. They test each contact for conductivity. Then they transfer the tracking number from the electronics panel to the inner casing, so it will be visible if it needs servicing. They glue the electronics panel to the casing with silicone for a waterproof seal. The rubber keypad goes on next. Then they glue a protective plastic plate over it. Next, they cut a silicone liner to the size of the computer screen. It will help seal the unit, preventing water and dust from getting in. They place the liner in a bracket behind the screen, and then use this jig to align the screen to the computer casing. A dab of thread locker glue to the screws helps to hold it all together. The top casing for this handheld computer is now assembled. They move on to the back casing and install a speaker. They apply a layer of silicone to a circuit board assembly, again to resist water and dust from seeping into it. This assembly goes into a hole in the back casing. It will allow the unit to communicate with a central computer. In the next step, they wire the speakers to the circuit board, and now the handheld has a sound system. More silicone on these connections. Then they install triggers for the scanner, one on each side. They install a liner on the door for the memory card compartment. Then they run the top assemblies for 3 hours in extreme temperatures. Once the inner workings have been completely installed, they attach the top assemblies to the bottom ones. They tuck the battery pack into its compartment and install the end cap. It has an antenna for wireless communication. Now they install a smart card reader, because this particular handheld computer will be used for security checks on personal ID cards. They test the laser scanner, then activate security software, which reads fingerprints, allowing this handheld computer to do security or criminal checks on the spot. When an unregistered person presses a finger onto the print reader, this is what happens. Of course, mobile computers are designed to return to a home base, where they upload information to a main computer. But first, randomly selected units get roughed up in a series of tests. They toss this unit into a tumbler, and it gets thrown around. Then they drop it from a height of 2 meters. They plunge it into a tank of water. In the real world, things can be even tougher. This computer ended up in a fire. And this one was run over. But even when it seems that they've been completely destroyed, information can still be salvaged. Here they transfer the memory board from one of the wrecked units to an undamaged one. They hook it up to a central computer and retrieve the information. After all, these units are really all about the facts.